Jekka News, you need to know now.
In Johannesburg, a high of 28 degrees. Pretoria and Emalahleni, 30 degrees. Former President Thabo Mbeki has cautioned that a direct electoral challenge by the South African Communist Party against the ANC in the 2026 municipal elections could spark confrontation between the two long-standing allies. This comes after SACP spokesperson Bolelo Mandlana affirmed that the party still regards the ANC as a partner despite plans to contest independently. Mbeki urged the SACP to contest as socialists instead, warning against undermining the tripartite alliance. Limpopo police are investigating the murder of a student from the University of Venda. The 20-year-old woman was allegedly stabbed to death by a boyfriend following a confrontation at their campus residence. The suspect, who is also 20 years old, has since been arrested for murder. Police spokesperson Malesela Ledwaba.
The suspect and his girlfriend had a heated argument which resulted in a fight. Further information suggests that the suspect tried to evade arrest by jumping through the window from the third floor and sustained some injuries. The suspect is now at the medical facility receiving treatment under police guard.
The DA in the Western Cape says the province is stepping up its fight against gender-based violence. During Women's Month, the Department of Social Development launched 51 GBV-focused programs and established two new GBV ambassador groups, bringing the total to 13. The DA's Wendy Kaiser-Philander says these initiatives are making a real difference in the lives of women and vulnerable people across the province.
The DA is proud of this progress, but we know the fight is far from over. We call on all levels of government, civil society and communities to stand together, because only through unity can we create a safer, more supportive environment for all.
And now on to international news. A United States appeals court has ruled that most tariffs issued by President Donald Trump are illegal. This could trigger a potential legal showdown and upend his foreign policy agenda. The court says imposing tariffs is not within the president's mandate, but a core congressional power. The ruling will not take effect until October 14th to give the administration time to take the case to the Supreme Court. And finally, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been blocked from attending the UN General Assembly session in New York next month. This after he and 80 other Palestinian officials had their visas revoked. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio blamed them for undermining peace efforts and for seeking the recognition of a Palestinian state. This decision is unusual, as the U.S. is expected to facilitate travel for officials of all countries wishing to visit the UN headquarters. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. Hoofnuus hierdie uur: die voormalige president Thabo Mbeki waarsku dat 'n direkte verkiesingsstryd tussen die SHKP en die ANC, konfrontasie tussen die twee langdurige bondgenote, in die 2026 munisipale verkiesing kan veroorsaak.
Bye bye, dankie Elsa. My name is Danny Pinter en ons kuier saam tot 2 uur. It is the top 40 on Jacaranda FM. We're counting down your 40 biggest songs, but we are not in the studio. We're at an outside broadcast live from Hoërskool Garsfontein. And listen, I gotta tell you, I'm very bleak about the school my mother sent me to, because she could have sent me here. They have a gym, they have a braai area at the school. I wonder if I could go back. You know, sometimes you have dreams. And the dreams are like a superstitious novel. You know those novels, those scary novels. And sometimes I dream that I'm back at school. This would not be a bad dream if I came back to the school. It is an absolutely beautiful school. Why are we here? Because it is the SDSC Noord World Cup Finals. It is the oldest schoolboy rugby in the country. And we are currently, the under-14s have just kicked off. And you can watch it on Supersport School.